The scripture reading is John 15:8. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. Amen.
This is the mission report to Honduras that we had from November 25th to December 4th. 15-member delegation team, including myself, left Incheon Airport on 25th November, and in 22 hours, we arrived in San Pedro Sula of Honduras. Because of the recent terrorist attacks, the procedures for entering the United States became a little bit more difficult because we had to transit in LA, and so we had to take all the baggage and then send them again. We had a lot of baggage, you know, flags and banners, costumes, and all these things. But there was no problem with any of our baggage. There was a Korean pop singers, K-pop group singers, because one of their equipment was probably broadcasting equipment. Because of that, they had to stay in the airport for 10 hours and they couldn't pass, so they had to come back to Korea. But in our case, we didn't have any problems with any of our equipments. Sometimes in third world countries, when, you know, these costumes are fancy and there are so many, and in some places they try to take some benefit out of it. So even when we had to pay over charge for the luggage, we didn't have any problem. Especially God showed to us a circular rainbow, and also multiple circular rainbows around the shadow of the airplane. And we were reminded of the glory of God 13 years ago, which is that the senior pastor had United Crusade in Honduras in 2002. And there were amazing signs and wonders that took place 13 years ago. And we were getting our hopes up, looking forward to what kinds of works that God would show to us. Honduras is a predominantly Roman Catholic country. So most of the majority of the people are Roman Catholics. So when the senior pastor went to Honduras in 2002, there was an interesting thing in the weekly newspaper, the Tiempo. On one side was the previous pope who was being helped because he was sick. And on the other page was the senior pastor, which says, Jesus Christ heals today. So the pope was on the front page and the senior pastor was at the backmost page, with a saying that Jesus Christ sana, which means that Jesus Christ heals today. So it was not something that we planned to do. And just by seeing that page, it was such a contrast. It wasn't something we could plan to do. It was the work of God. We were amazed by this too, and at that time we could feel what kinds of works of God there would be. And so there were actually such amazing powerful works of God, not only in Honduras but in neighboring countries too, through broadcasting. And after the crusade, such a great change took place. Before, the crusade, 63% was Roman Catholics, but it went down to 43%, and Protestants were 23%, and it increased by 20% to 43%. For the last, for the 10 years after the 2002 crusade. And those who witnessed the amazing power of God manifested through the senior pastor, it was also live broadcast. So many people were healed. And other than that, there were other broadcasters too, especially Esteban Handao, who continued to spread the holiness gospel and the power of God. And for 10 years since 2002, we can see the decrease and increase in the population of Roman Catholics and the Protestants. So we were looking forward to what kinds of things that God would show to us in Honduras, where the people have longing for the power of God. When we arrived, even though it was late at night, missionary Esteban Handal and his wife Marie and the co-pastors of La Cosecha Church, they came to welcome us. They gave us a warm welcome, and God gave us the optimal weather, the best possible weather. Before we arrived, they said it was very hot, but from the moment we arrived, it became very cool. And the humidity was so high. It was sometimes 98%, 90% or 98%. It was just almost like raining. But even though we had outside activities too, we couldn't really feel this humidity. When we arrived at the airport and on the way to the hotel, we felt a little bit humid, but the driver told us it became so cool. And since then, the weather became cooler and cooler. We couldn't feel any hot or humid. Even though the humidity was 98%, we couldn't really feel it at all. So we felt like it was our summer retreat all over again. And after we finished our mission trip in Honduras, we took a little bit of time off in LA. And LA, it's now winter time, not as cold as Korea, but average 15 to 16 degrees Celsius. And you could feel the chill. It was quite chilly before we arrived, but now it's going into deep winter, so it should become colder. But the guide told us that since 2 days before we arrived, the weather became become warm. So when we were there, the temperature was like 23, 24 degrees Celsius. Also, Honduras is quite dangerous to go around, especially late at night, and especially tourists become easy targets. So it's quite well known that Honduras, it's not safe. But everywhere we went, we had this police escort. So even at rush hours, we could feel quite safe. We felt quite safe. There was a Korean restaurant, and we brought some lunch boxes from that restaurant because the performers, they don't have enough time to rehearse and then go to the restaurant and order and eat and come back. So sometimes I also had some meal boxes brought from the Korean restaurant. So when our staff, when she was going to the restaurant to pick up the meal boxes, even for that, she had a police escort. So she could also. It was quite impressive for her too. So everything went on safely and with ease. We had the Handkerchief Crusade in La Cosecha Church on December 27th, Friday. Senior pastor, when he was there in 2002, he had a one-day crusade there too. And at that time, they had frames of the sanctuary that they were going to build. And they had a big yard. So, and senior pastor spoke for a crusade, one-day crusade in that big yard. Sometimes we, quite often we see in especially third world countries. And we, in Korea, when we build a building, we get a loan from the bank or we prepare the money first and then begin and just finish the building. But in other countries, sometimes it takes a long time. Whenever they have money, they buy the materials and build a little bit more. You know, they put up the frame and then they put some walls and some more bricks, and so they build little by little for so many years. So this is because of the money problem. But anyway, so they were building only the frame. They only had the frame in 2002, and senior pastor had a crusade in their yard, and then they received a lot of blessings too. They finished the construction, and now it's the biggest church in Central America. And at that time, there were such tremendous works of God, the powerful works of God, and many other members from other churches too. They participated together. They received the blessing by the message of the senior pastor, and also they began to attend this church. Right now, La Cosecha Church now has 70 branch churches and more than 100,000 members. And they're doing broadcasting ministry, and they also run elementary, middle school, and high school, and college, and also orphanage ministry. Now, the pastor of La Cosecha Church, because he received a lot of blessings through the one-day crusade of the senior pastor, he kept his love for our church, and he visited our church for the 33rd anniversary. And after he visited our church, he began to broadcast the message of the cross of the senior pastor on his channel, 39, from 11 a.m. to 12 every Friday, every day from Monday through Friday. Also, this handkerchief crusade was broadcast to radio and internet and TV station, TV channels. So it was so watched in Korea, China, Japan, Israel, Peru, Colombia, Canada, and United States. We have a testimony of one of those who are watching this from a neighboring country. After hearing that I could watch the crusade on the internet, I opened the page and wanted to watch it, but it was already late and the sermon was already almost over, and soon the prayer for the sick began. And Pastor Soo Jin Lee said, give glory to God if you are healed. And I thought, I want to give glory to God. I want to give glory to God. And I laid my hands on my chest and received a prayer. And amazingly, after Pastor Soo Jin Lee finished the prayer, I felt like something cool was going into my body. And actually, I had the inflammation and they were just giving me fever. And the fever was gone, and as soon I felt it was very light. I felt very light and I was completely healed. The pain was gone. Now I'm so healthy and I give all the glory to God of the Shepherd. Mi Chi Hong of China, she watched on the internet.
온두라스나 미국이 하루 정도 이렇게 늦다라고 생각하시면 돼요. 우리가 더 빠른 날짜여서 지금 27일 날
she we had the crusade on 27th and she watched it on 28th probably because of the time difference.
통해서 인터넷을 통해 라디오를 통해 생중계가 되었습니다.
So it was broadcast live on radio, internet and TV.
공연으로 이어졌습니다.
And the handkerchief crusade began with the praise of the local team and then the Korean team began to perform. They said the pronunciation, the Spanish praise song of the Korean team, they said the pronunciation was good and the dance was good, and I give thanks to the performers. Nowadays, you know, so many people have smartphones, and so they keep on recording these performers, and they post it on the web right away. Even while they were rehearsing, our team was rehearsing, they were videotaping and posting on the internet. So some of them said that they were in another part of the country and they were able to watch it on the internet. I delivered a message with the title, Blessing When Walking in the Light, which was translated into Spanish directly by Senior Deaconess Agnes Kim. And the testimony was led by Elder Johnny Kim. There was a member who couldn't hear or speak. He came to hear, and some threw away their crutches and wheelchairs, and epilepsy, 70-year-old epilepsy was healed, hyperthyroidism or prostate problem was gone, also gastritis, other pains are gone. I'll get into the details soon. And when I prayed, the power worship dance team, they go through the congregation and they pick out those who have serious problems, you know, because you can't see internal problems. So they usually pick out those who have walking canes or wheelchairs or those who place their hands on their ears or eyes. After checking with them, they help these people to go up to the stage and give testimony. Because the place was so big, so these dancers, they were looking for the sick people who are healed, and they were watching the scene firsthand, and you know, all these things. You know, you can't watch everything on the stage. Sometimes they can't express themselves well. Even though sometimes they have very serious problems because they don't have any guardian, so they can't express their problem fully. But at the scene, at the among the congregation, they can more vividly, more clearly watch these things. When the prayer for the sick began, especially in Central America, a senior pastor also mentioned a couple of times, in a Christian channel, even during the praise song, some of them just fall. Especially in Latin America, they want to feel the fire of the Holy Spirit. And even during the praise songs or prayers, or if they feel that the Holy Spirit is working, they fall. And sometimes, sometimes when the pastors touch them a little bit, then they just fall back. So we received a text message from Elder Gyeongtaero that in Latin America they tend to fall a lot, so please don't be surprised. But I was already aware of that. So sometimes they kind of sway or stagger because they feel the power of the Holy Spirit. So I asked the security members, and also when I pray, I hold their back so that not to let them fall directly on the ground, on the floor. But I didn't do any personal prayer, but I just prayed from the podium. And as power worship dance team, they were helping with the prayers. Many people, they were about to fall, so they tried to support them. But because they were falling down, falling back, so they sometimes they let them just kneel rather than fall on their back. So they went for other, and then after that they went for other people. But already by the time they came back, there were so many people lying on the floor in front of the stage. And it's not because they were sick or anything. They received so much blessing through the prayer. There was a lady called Norma. The heart getting bigger. And because of that, she had a tiredness and she couldn't walk even two blocks. And the doctor said there was no cure. But during the prayer, she felt her heart was beating very strongly. And soon it became comfortable. And all the symptoms were gone. And her tiredness was gone. And there was another person who had a heart problem getting healed. The translator was translating for me that her heart was beating very fast, as if it was coming out. And soon it became quiet and all the symptoms were gone. There was another old lady who came before the stage on her walking cane, and she was healed. And the sisters, worship dance team, sisters, because the work of the Holy Spirit is so fast, they knew that they had the faith that everybody, those people would get healed very quickly. And she was using the cane, and they were supporting her the other hand. So when you help those people, you shouldn't push them around, but you have to help them very carefully. So one of the sisters took the cane from her hand, and another sister helped her by holding her hand. And now she could walk, so they just let her walk alone, so she could walk by herself. So they were asking her to go up to the stage, and the cameraman, Deacon Ma, he saw her, and he asked her to hold her cane in her hand and lift it up so that it could become a good picture. And so the sister wanted to give the cane to the lady, and she was saying, "I don't need it anymore. I don't need it anymore." So she kept on refusing to hold this cane, so the sister had to carry the cane all the way. And the old lady, she kept on saying, "I don't need it anymore." And there was another one on a wheelchair. She just went up to the stage by herself, because they didn't have any people. There weren't any people who were helping her with the wheelchair. She just left her wheelchair somewhere else and came up to the stage by herself, walking. So the power of the shepherd was so great. And also there was a man in his mid-30s. He had paralysis, half paralysis. And after the prayer, he was beginning to get healed, but he couldn't walk properly. And he was feeling that his leg was getting strengthened. But when other people touched his leg, it was just like rubber. It didn't have any strength in it. So because it doesn't have enough strength, you can't help those people by helping them take one step at a time. Because they had never walked for so many years or so many months. So they just give up and just they just tend to sit there. But if you help them walk, then sometimes they say, no. But sometimes it's like, I'm sorry, but it's like an octopus leg. You know, it's like rubber. It doesn't have any strength. But during the prayer, the strength was being given to him. And as he felt that, he began to walk little by little. And he wanted to go up to the stage. And because the stage was quite high, there were many steps. And you could see that as he was going up to the stage, more strength was being given to him. So it was such a contrast between when he was down the stage and up on the stage. And just by that little time, within that short period of time, you know, before he went up to the stage and after he went up to the stage, you could see the difference of the strength that was given to him. And this sister in the worship dance team, she was telling me with so much happiness, so much joy on her face. Also, there was another one who was on a wheelchair, and he was saying, I can now push the wheelchair. I don't have to be on it, but I can push it now. There was another old man who couldn't hear at all. I mean, through either ear. So we were checking the testimonies with the English or Spanish translators. So because he was trying to go up to the stage and we asked him, what is your problem? And he said, I can't hear. So they were checking if he could hear. Our sister asked him many questions. And he could answer very well all the questions. But at the time, the sanctuary was filled with noises of loudspeakers, the translators, because there were two translators, English and Spanish, and the sanctuary was filled with people who were shouting. And also, the sanctuary itself didn't have any soundproof structures, so there was a lot of noise going on. And there were so many people who were checking. And the local staff too, they double-checked and triple-checked what kind of testimony it was. And then let them go up to the stage. So because of there was English translator and the Spanish translator, and they were standing, you know, not so close together, but there was a little bit of a distance. So they asked him what was the problem he had. And he was answering all the questions so very well, but he just kept on saying, I can't hear, I can't hear. But the sister realized that he could hear very well. So she asked other questions. And even this sister couldn't really hear the translator so well, but the old man, he could hear what the translator was saying so clearly, so he was answering all the questions. So the sister said, you are now healed. You can hear very well. And only then did he say, oh, yes, I can hear. And he admitted that he can hear now. So, in other countries, usually they have never experienced such a healing. So sometimes we have to let them know that the healing actually took place. So that's why the sisters of the worship dance team, they were so busy going around the congregation and checking the testimonies of the healing. So only after the sister told him that he was healed, that he realized that he could hear. There was a lady who couldn't hear or speak. And she wanted to go up to the stage about halfway through the prayer for the sick. And they asked her what her problem was, but just she kept on crying. And other people told them that she couldn't hear or speak, and she was healed. And later we came to know that she was deaf and mute. But as She couldn't hear with any of the, in either ear. So our sisters, they were taking. And she was saying, you know, with a sign, with her sign language that she couldn't hear. And so they tried to check which ear she could hear. And they blocked one of her ears and started to check if she could hear with the other ear. So she could hear. And next time they opened, blocked the other ear and let her hear with the other ear. And she realized that she could hear. And she was so amazed. Because you didn't have so much time for each person. It was being done very quickly. And she couldn't hear, so she couldn't speak. So then they blocked one of her ears and told her something she could hear. So she could see, actually. She realized that she could hear. Sometimes, because she didn't have any guardian or anybody who was helping her, she was saying something, but because she began to speak for the first time, it was like with a very high pitch, like something like a dolphin sound. But at the down the stage, this worship team sister, she said to her ear, Senor, which is Lord, and she repeated it exactly. But on the stage, she was just kind of screaming because she doesn't know how to speak. And she was deaf and mute, and in the prayer, her ears opened and she could speak. I'm sorry she didn't have any guardian, so we couldn't hear her full story, but we could check for sure that through our sisters and other local people, that she was deaf and mute. But even though the shepherd was not there, when only the prayer was done through the handkerchief on which he prayed, some of them, they couldn't hear for their whole life, for decades. And some of them, they couldn't walk. They had to be on a wheelchair or rely on a cane. And so many other kinds of diseases were also healed. Some of them were shedding tears. Some of them were having big smiles on their faces and hugging each other, rejoicing in the Lord. And I was so happy that the power of the shepherd is so great and the power of recreation is so great. Next day, we had the handkerchief crusade, outdoor handkerchief crusade, which was the spot to build the new sanctuary of our missionary Esteban Handao. It was a praise festival. And then we had the Korean team giving glory to God. We kind of had a setback in the it was the stage. Actually, they were supposed to have one big stage, but it was two small stages. So it was quite small that the sisters had to line up in two lines. And as it was getting dark, it became dark very soon. So probably late at night, behind, at the back of the place, it wasn't as bright. Anyway, we had these two small stages. It was a little bit of setback, but Power Worship Dance Team, they corrected their choreography very quickly. And they didn't even have any connection between the stages. And the security team, they very quickly made a connection with some kind of hardboard. And it was not, it didn't look safe. But anyway, they were jumping while leading the congregation in the praise. I was quite nervous. But the performers, they said, after rehearsing, it felt quite hard, stable. But after the local team performed, it kind of became loose and it was bouncy. And behind the stage, they didn't have any anything, any backdrop or anything, so it was open. As they were stepping back in Hanbok Korean traditional dress, as they were stepping back in the performance, you know, they were quite nervous because they could fall. But anyway, they didn't complain at all, and because they have a lot of experiences too. So they just corrected their choreography right at the spot, and they were right saying it is fun to experience this kind of thing too. So I'm thankful to them. And I preached why Jesus is our Savior and prayed for the whole congregation. I didn't do any personal prayers. But around when I finished the message, it began to rain. But I kept on praying for the sick anyway. But the testimonies went on even during the rain. And I thought of why it rained. And if it hadn't rained, maybe those who had been healed, they could come up to the stage at random, and maybe they could have pushed each other. And usually we have two ramps going up and down, but they had only one ramp. So, and it was also steep, so it was quite difficult to bring up those who had serious problems. So if it hadn't rained, if the people gathered around the stage, it could have been very dangerous. Even when I was delivering the message, some of them were lying on the ground, and other people were pushing in toward the stage, and the guardians of the people of this one who is lying, that they were trying to protect that person, and they were getting kind of frustrated too. So it could have become dangerous. But those who had been healed, many of them left after the prayer because it was raining. But those who had serious problems, they didn't leave because they wanted to give this testimony. And I realized that it was quite fortunate that it rained so the order could be kept. And in that situation, those who had serious problems, they healed. They remained until the end. You know, those who had just a little problems, they received a prayer and they went back. But for those who had serious problems, they healed. They could give their testimony because they remained. Let me introduce some of the testimonies. There was a 52-year-old woman. She had her breast cancer healed. And also, there was a man who had a herniated disc for the last 24 years, and he was healed. And he was jumping. And also, there was a 16-year-old girl who had a headache and pain all over her body because of leukemia. I'm not sure if the man was with her, was her husband or a guardian of some sort. But they were hugging each other, and they were shedding tears, and she was saying she had a lot of pain because of leukemia, and in the prayer she was healed. And because it was raining, they could feel a little chilly, but they didn't care. She was just thankful. And she testified that her headache and all the pain was gone. And we have a man, 37-year-old man, who couldn't see for the last 15 years. He couldn't see at all. And after the prayer, he began to see the light. Also, some of them were healed of arthritis because they received the fire of the Holy Spirit in the prayer. And also there was an 11-year-old girl who had been healed of some skin problems. She said it was itchy since she was two. And she showed her hand. On the stage, she said it was a skin trouble. But when she was going up to the stage, she mentioned the name of her disease. We had only English translators, so our English translator had to have a Spanish translator too, because there were so many staff were needed. We asked Sister Jihan Jang, the daughter of Pastor David Jang in Colombia, in church. So she is a good Spanish speaker. So we asked her to come and help us. And she is studying hard, and she got into the best private university in Colombia. She got accepted. So her Spanish is excellent. So thankfully, this girl, 11-year-old girl, she told Sister Jihan Jang, that she had a skin trouble. And so Jihan asked her what kind of situation. It was leprosy. And during the prayer, all the itchiness and pain was gone. So she went up to the stage, but in case of AIDS or leprosy, they want to hide that kind of disease. And there was a lady who was healed of cancer in the tongue. And she was sticking out her tongue, and she was saying something. So the sisters, the dancers, they saw her. And later, we realized through the translation that she had cancer in the tongue. And sometimes you can see the tumor in the tongue, or the tongue becomes thicker, and also there is a discoloration or changes in color. Especially because it becomes thick, they usually can't speak. So because of that, she couldn't speak at all. But now, after the prayer, the pain was gone, and now she came to speak. Then that's why she was sticking out her hand again and again to let them see her tongue. And while she was waiting to give her testimony, she kept on sticking out her hand, her tongue. And I could see that the color was a little different from normal, ordinary tongue. And she kept on shedding tears, and in tears she was giving her testimony. There was another lady who hadn't been able to hear for the last 33 years. And after the prayer, she came to hear well, and her headache was also gone. And also there was an old lady, because she couldn't hear. And so because she was deaf and kind of mute, she was expressing herself with all her body, that she could hear, and with her hands and all her body, she could hear this whirling sound in her ears. And so another sister whispered into her ear, Señor, and She could repeat it because she could hear. So she could repeat Señor. So they could check her ears were opened. And those who come to hear, because they can hear all these loud noises altogether, you know, they usually tend to speak very loudly too. So she was saying Señor very loudly. The power of the shepherd is so amazing and great, and no matter the race or the culture, everybody, they can receive the healing, and they come to see, and they come to hear and speak. And the Father God is guaranteeing our shepherd through this power. And I was very thankful and happy. Next, we had the Sunday morning service in San Pedro Sula Mamin Church, pastored by Esteban Handal, our missionary. And they repeat, I mean, they imitate whatever the main church is doing. They have this kind of Korean traditional dress, and they also have tambourines, wings of the angels. They have girls and ladies from age 4 to grown-up adults, and like as our power worship dance team do, they make a tower, and this Manmin's culture is spreading to all of the world. And Korean team also performed. Sister Jung Eun Kim sang a special song, and also she led the praises. And they bring the blessings of God to so many parts of the world. And even the police escort, they while guarding, protecting us, they have these photos on their waist, and they want to take pictures with us. And when we actually took pictures with them, they were so happy, like a boy, little boys. I preached about faith. It is the message given through the senior pastor. Whether they have, you know, everybody can understand, because it's the message given by God through the senior pastor, so everybody could accept it. And because through the messages and prayers, everybody is healed, they are blessed, so I'm loved by the congregation and seeing so many people getting healed and receiving blessings. The ministry is not something that's hard or difficult, but it's the blessing of God. I was very thankful. Marie Handal, in Spanish culture, they say pastor and pastora. If the husband is the pastor, the wife is pastora. Sometimes they co-pastor a church. So that was the case with San Pedro Sula Mamin Church. Marie also preaches both in the church and in broadcasting on TV. And she said she saw, when we visited, she saw some kind of a crystal, piece of crystal on the stage. So she was surprised. She thought somebody might have put it on the stage. So she was worried that it could fall and break. She asked other people, but nobody knew anything about it. And it wasn't seen at one point. So she was relieved. But when I began to preach, she saw this crystal again. So by then she realized it was the spiritual lights that God let her see. Pastor Esteban Handal has more than 20 Manmin branch churches all over Honduras. And there are other branch churches in Tegucigalpa, which is the capital city of Honduras, and many other cities. And he is Bert can sing a lot of senior pastor's sermons on his TV channel, JBN, to many Central American countries. Nowadays, he did the voiceover of Spanish of the GCN praise. I will do it. The place that we had our handkerchief crusade, the outdoor handkerchief crusade is the place, is the location where they're going to build San Pedro Sula Mami Church. And he is dreaming, hoping to spread a holiness gospel of the senior pastor and the power of God. We met with other pastors and believers who love the senior pastor. One of them was Pastor Mejia, who visited the Muan Mami Church in 2001. He put the Muan sweet water into his eyes, and he got better eyesight. His eyesight was recovered, and he just broke his eyeglasses. He believed that his sight could become better by putting the Muan sweet water, applying the sweet water, and he applied it three times. And right after that, his sight was recovered, and he just broke his eyeglasses. And after that, he could even read very little letters on a business card. So this time, we could see it was him. And I said in Korean, "Oh, he's the one who received his sight. He got his sight better in Muan Mami Church." And he was telling in Spanish, and he was showing that he could read even the little letters in the Bible. And also another testimony of his, he couldn't have any children, but after, with the senior pastor's prayer, he got his son. So his son is quite young. So now he is 11. So Pastor Mejia and his wife and his son came and gave thanks once again. So after that, we came back to the hotel and prepared ourselves for the last appointment, which was a meeting with the vice president of Honduras. She had many schedules in other parts of the country, but she hurried herself to meet with me in the hotel. Her mission was to deliver the plaque of appreciation of the president of Honduras. So she had to deliver it to me and take a photo and show it to the president. And it was given to me, but actually, I'm not the one who is supposed to receive it. It was given to the shepherd and Manmin Church as a whole. And because senior pastor did a wonderful crusade in 2002 in Honduras, and there's still the impression still remains with the Honduran people. And that's why this president of Honduras presented this plaque of appreciation, and vice president came to our hotel herself in person right after she came from a visit to another part of the country. And we had a very pleasant conversation. The meeting began with the praise song of Sister Jung-un Kim. She came with her husband too, and they complimented that her voice was beautiful. And the vice president herself is a devout Christian. She is listening to senior pastor's messages on Enlace. She is blessed very much, and that's why she came there in person. In the beginning, she began the conversation by saying that she was blessed by the attitude of the Mami members when they are attending the worship service. You know, Honduran people, they are active, so they want to dance and they want to praise God. So it's kind of difficult for them to sit down quietly and listen to the message and pay attention. But when she was watching these Mami members in the worship service. They are so focused on the message, and they are paying attention. And she kind of envied this kind of attitude. So I said, I replied, the senior pastor taught us that about circumcising our heart. And if you circumcise your heart, you become godly on the outside too. So you can have this kind of a beautiful attitude in the worship service. And also, although we are listening to the message very attentively, when we praise God, we actively praise God with so much motion and dancing too. And she said she wanted to watch that too. So she was saying that she asked me about my brothers and sisters, and I said I have two older sisters, both of them are ministering as pastors without getting married. And she was very happy. And she seemed happier than other people because she thought she wanted to become a nun when she was young because it's a predominantly Roman Catholic church. Later, she converted to Protestantism. And because she wanted to be a nun in the beginning, but of course, she now even has grandchildren. And she was saying that how blessed it is to stay alone, to dedicate oneself to God. And it is so blessed was Paul. And I said, all these praise dancers, they are dedicated too. And all of them, they are not getting married to dedicate themselves to God, to the Lord. And she was saying, oh, they are doing so well. And she said, all of them are women. So thankfully, we had a brother, Junyoung Jung, in the security team member. As he was hearing that translation, he stood up and greeted her that we have a brother who made a vow for celibacy. And she said, this kind of teaching should be spread to all of the world. And so many people in the world, they have to learn because there are many sexual problems in Honduras, especially among the young people. And because there's corruption in sex, we need this kind of teaching. So I said, the same. It's the same in Korea because of development in the internet. They have such easy access to adult materials and obscene things. And this kind of culture comes into the church too. So the young people, they get corrupted. And we had this kind of problem too. But the senior pastor, he taught with tears and he pleaded with tears. And the young people began to change very quickly. And now many of them, they dedicate themselves to the Lord. And she said, this kind of teaching should be given to all of the world, and many people have to learn from this example. And we talked about receiving inspiration of the Holy Spirit, being guided by the Holy Spirit. She was wondering about all these things. She was praying, but she wanted to learn many good things about how to lead a proper Christian life. And we had such a pleasant conversation. We began at around 7:40, and after we sent her off, it was after 9. For more than an hour, we had this conversation. And we were hoping to meet again in Korea. And it was the end of the official program in Honduras. And we came to LA, and we took a little bit of time off. And we came back to Korea. Let me conclude the message. In the meeting with the vice president, we have this Manmin culture. We realize that this culture is such a blessed one. And through this trip, I realized how great this part of the shepherd is. You know, in the world, the brand power is very important. So they have CIs, corporate identities, and they try to bring up the name of the brand. Recently too, we have I saw news that one of the Korean motor automobile companies is trying to make their name known as a very good luxurious car, luxury car sector too. They are trying to place themselves in the luxury sector too. You know, in case of luxurious goods, you know, designer goods, you know, because of the name of the brand, and they want to have them. And it was assured that the name of Manmin is somewhat similar. They have, so many people, they long for this name Manmin because we have holiness in this name. We have, in the ministry of Manmin, we have amazing works of God, amazing power of God. The world is acknowledging this fact. And through Manmin, they are waiting for Manmin to, because they are experiencing healing and blessing of God. And it's just that we follow the teachings of the senior pastor. Sometimes we are disobeying, we are going astray, but for us, the senior pastor shed his tears and pleaded with us and taught us. And then, so we were changed. You know, us being changed, it's something good for us. You know, it is the way for us to receive blessings. We just obey these teachings. And now we've become like something like designer clothes. Like, and because we just worship the Lord in spirit and truth, and we don't befriend the world, and we just try to circumcise our heart, and we are earning so much praise from so many people around the world. And when we build the Canaan sanctuary, our worship services will be broadcast to the whole world, not just on the outside, but they will feel the beautiful aroma that comes from our heart in our praises, or also the passionate and fervent prayers. And through the testimonies, so many people around the world will come to meet God and experience the love of the Lord and long for heavenly kingdom. This is our daily life. You know, our life in faith is our daily life, but this life will be something so amazing for the people around the world. And this is the fruit that the Father God has been waiting to see. This is the fruit that the senior pastor is reaping after all those tears and sacrifice he had made. And I could experience and see and taste this fruit. For us, it's just our daily life. But so many people, they continue saying, oh my God, how amazing, how amazing. They want to learn from our examples. We are just obeying the teachings of the senior pastor. We are just living this life, but we have become an object of envy and kind of admiration. So this is the fruit and glory that is given to Manmin through the shepherd. This was made by the tears and sacrifice of the shepherd, and through your obedience. I give all thanks and glory to God the Father, who has blessed us in this missionary trip. And also I give thanks to the shepherd who has prayed for us all the time, who has let us receive this glory together, this honor together. And also I give thanks to Mrs. Bongnim Lee, who has prayed for us every night, and also to all the members who prayed for us. We have prayer titles, Fruit and Glory. The ministry of Manmin is the fruit of the Father and fruit of the Shepherd. Sometimes we are lacking a lot of things, but other people in other parts of the world, they recognize us, they acknowledge us. We are the fruits of Manmin, we are fruits of Shepherd. You are the fruits. And I hope we will become even more abundant fruits. Not everybody can go out to the world with the handkerchiefs. And that's not the only way to give glory to God. You can give glory to God in your homes, in your families, in your workplaces, in your schools, just by showing how you change, how you've changed. This is also to give glory to God. They will see the glory of God in you have changed. Let us, I hope you will all become the pride of the shepherd and fruits of the Father God. Let us pray together thinking about the message.
온드라스 출장 보고를 드렸습니다. 목자님의 권능으로 영광 받으시니 감사합니다. 또한 만민의 역사가 세계 가는 곳곳마다 흠모함이 되어지고 사모함이 되게 하시니 감사합니다. 이외에도 우리가 더 순종함으로 하나 되어 마음껏 아버지 앞에 영광 돌리고 목자 아름다운 열매와 아버지의 기대하고 바라시는 풍성한 열매들로 더 나아지는 모든 성도님들과 이 제단으로 영광 흘러 받으옵소서. 출장 중에 함께 하시고 영광 받으신 아버지 하나님께 감사를 드리며 우리 주 예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다. 아멘.
We receive the prayer for the sick of the senior pastor. Please lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities. And for those who are not sick, lay your hands on chest, on your chest for your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Almighty God, the Father who loves us. Lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN, Internet, and Satellite TV, in branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all other children of God around the world. Give them the faith to believe from heart, drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit, and work with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Light, come. Please scorch all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problems, and heart, lung, and women's diseases, and all inflammations go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis. Be loosened, get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Father, let there be no scars remaining. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated. Bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessings of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, the evil forces of heavenly places, and their servants, go away. Go away, evil, unclean, false, and deceitful spirits, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, go away, light, come. Father God, give them the strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them, and let their families be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week, and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink, or in whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying the Father God. Let them be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Heavenly Father, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.